Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ravens are hoping to get to New Orleans. To do so, they'll have to beat Buffalo this weekend. Let's talk some playoff football now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joins us now. And Cynthia, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. Before we look ahead, let's look back for a sec, shall we? And the game against the Steelers, did you expect the beatdown that we saw Saturday night?
I expect them to cover the spread. I didn't expect necessarily that, though. If you're any sort of fan of the Steelers, it was kind of a sad outing.
Well, I think we did certainly expect a lot of volume in the run game. We thought it would be a problem for the Steelers. I wasn't banking on 15 tackle-eligible snaps, though, Cynthia. This Ravens team continues to evolve offensively, and we know they were heavy enough with the two tight ends and the fullback, but now we've got a sixth offensive lineman involved as well. It was too much for the Steelers, and I frankly think it will be a big problem for the Bills. What about you?
It's going to be the interesting part about the Bills, and the interesting, like, you know, the X factor, which isn't an X factor, because I feel like that should be something that's underrated. But I think that Josh Allen's ability to kind of take things into his own hands, and we know Russell Wilson maybe wanted to do that, but didn't. But Josh Allen's ability to do that, I think, keeps it obviously a little bit more, like, more close, a little bit more manageable for them. But I don't know in that defense exactly where the solutions could be found. I've seen teams run on them. I've seen, you know, maybe not Christian Benford, but you can pass on them too. So I will say Josh Allen's going to certainly have to live up to the billing in this one. It's going to be a much more difficult outing.
Cynthia, I'm sure you don't have these numbers up in front of you, but do you remember ballpark-wise what your models projected for Derrick Henry? Because the production that he's had in his age 30 season has just been completely unprecedented.
He did have the highest odds of two touchdowns of anyone in my last week of anyone in my model for the whole season. So that was kind of cool when that happened. I think I was a little under on his yardage total, but I'm a conservative modeler. Most people wouldn't model even necessarily his output always. But, you know, I think that for him, the thing that is defying gravity, that's defying time, is really the ability to get to that top speed so fast. I mean, we know he's a big dude, hard to bring down, so you're going to be able to force some missed tackles on smaller guys. But when you're traveling as fast as he can travel in the amount of time it takes him to get to that speed, which is very quick, it just becomes extremely hard to bring him down.
We're talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, let's get to it. I know it's early in the week, but which way are you leaning in this football game?
This one is as close as they come. I've just done a few initial models. I have to keep going again. I haven't officially submitted my scores yet, but as of right now, it is totally a coin flip. Like, sometimes it comes out Bills, sometimes it comes out Ravens. So I will have to wait until one more injury report to do it. But as of right now, I don't really have a good answer for you. And that just goes to show you how close it could be. It will, like I said, it will come down to whose offense controls the ball more often.
Well, on the other side of the AFC ledger, this is some extreme rest for a lot of the Chiefs' best players. The Texans showed a little moxie last week, although it still was certainly not a, I don't think, a great offensive performance. It was a pretty listless first half until that final drive, and a botched snap seemed to get them going. Do they have a puncher's chance here against Arrowhead, or does this play out kind of like it did when they met a couple weeks ago?
It's going to be hard to – so, look, if they want to upset the Chiefs, they want to have a chance, they're going to have to rely on that defense playing just lights out.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, you know, they're going to have to take advantage of any left tackle situation that could potentially be a problem. They're going to have to just snuff out anything on the back end in terms of who could catch the ball. It's going to be hard, but it will be their defense that has to do it, because Nico Collins is in a much worse situation against Trent McDuffie, against anything that this Chiefs defense is going to throw at them, than he was, you know, in that last matchup. And it took a fourth down throw, a botched, like, it took like kind of an implosion for them to be able to move forward.
Cynthia, before we get to the other playoff matchups, I wanted to ask you about the Steelers. Where do they go from here? What do they do with the quarterback position? Should Mike Tomlin be on the hot seat in 2025?
I just don't think you can put Mike Tomlin on the hot seat, because what are you going to get? It's not just about the coach. It's about everyone around him as well, right? Like, the coordinators matter, the position coaches matter. And if you don't know what you're going to do at quarterback, or if you're wavering, you need to have everything in lockstep, because this is not a great quarterback draft. So, and the Steelers aren't in the position to be drafting a quarterback anyways. So they have some massive decisions to make. Maybe they've gotten enough equity from a potential trade of Justin Fields. I don't know, but I don't know if I even think that is enough to kind of solidify what's going on. If I'm them, I'm shoring up. You know, I would like Arthur Smith not to leave if I'm them. And I'm figuring out what to do with Russ, because to my naked eye, without anyone telling me or, you know, whatever, it felt like he was perhaps doing that thing again where he was kind of making the decisions himself. And coaches don't usually like that so much. So that's going to be a decision that they have to make, a hard decision that they're going to have to make. And that should be the focus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cynthia, let's get to your Lions. Saturday night, and I just saw David Montgomery and Terry Arnold both full practice today. They're 10-point favorites. The Cardiac Commanders coming to town Saturday night. What do you think about this one?
Dear God, I don't want any cardiac anything to be happening in Detroit. look, I think that this is going to be an interesting test for both defenses because, you know, there's all these stats going around, and I think that this defense is much improved. Dan Quinn has done a great job, but you know, you'll hear a stat like they haven't missed any tackle. You know, they're good at not missing tackles on the defense. Well, the problem is, you know, if you're not in position to make the tackle, you can't get the stat of a missed tackle. So they allow, you know, they allow some space in that run game that I don't think is a good fit against Detroit if you want Washington to win. And on the other side, the Lions, okay, Terrion Arnold back would be freaking great, but there's still a lot of other people missing. And Alex Anzalone being back, awesome. Like, let me be clear. I'm happy to get anyone back. But it does. Like, when you have 16 people on IR, getting two back is, like, not enough. So it will be a ball control situation, 100%, especially because if you look at the Commanders, their offensive line, fifth widest formation, because they want Jaden Daniels to run between the A and the B. That's not a good fit for the Lions. So they're going to need Alex Anzalone. They're going to need Jack Campbell. They're going to need all those linebackers to get their bums up to the line of scrimmage and make sure that no funny business happens. And then just trust that Terry McLaurin over their head can be handled by, you know, Amik Robertson and Terrion Arnold. Well, and Brian Branch, of course. Yes. And, of course, you know, Kirby Joseph.
There's obviously a lot going on in Southern California right now, and we hope you and your friends and, you know, people close to you out there are as safe as
can be as
fires rage. Sean McVay had a lot on his plate last week. He continues to show why he's one of the best head coaches of this time and perhaps of any time with all that they had to deal with. Now they're going to be on a short week coming east. Maybe there'll be a little bit of weather for them to deal with as well. Do you have any early thoughts on how the Rams match up with an Eagles team that offensively I feel like still leaves something to be desired in the pass game?
Yeah, the problem that the Rams have in this one, well, there's two problems. One, the Eagles' offensive line is really good. They're not going to let Saquon, Jalen, AJ be under the same type of duress that Sam Darnold was under last game. That's the first thing. Their O-line just, they won't, that's a great O-line for the Eagles. Number two, on defense, it's when you get Matthew Stafford under pressure this season, he's had the worst results he's had since 2018. And I'm a Stafford stan, you know, he was a Lion, whatever, but he's had his worst statistical season under pressure since at least 2018. So the ability for them to not just bring pressure, but bottle up Kyren Williams, and we've seen Kyren Williams lose control of the football too.
Yeah.
So that's not the easiest defense to face when you're the Rams. It's a bad matchup for the Rams on both sides of the ball for the things that they do best, because Sam Darnold didn't have any time. But if you go back and watch last night's game and you look to see, like, was Justin Jefferson open? The answer was yes. So if he had had just one extra beat or even seen him, I think that that would have been a different story.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Go Lions.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
See you. Hey, coming up next, Super Wildcard Weekend, though they don't call it that anymore, ended last night with Rams and Vikings. We'll recap and look back at the entire Wildcard Weekend because we didn't get a chance to do that yesterday. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.